Oh, yeah.
Praise it.
I just have, like, sometimes the best seat in the house. I do. I don't have the greatest seat for listening to everything, but to see your all's faces. Margaret, the way you were making eye contact with Cindy during parts of that song, it was just God's grace just flowing through you to her in a way that the whole congregation was able to celebrate it. Powerful choir, powerful music, Howard and Rick and Daryl. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you so, so much. And to this congregation, thank you. Thank you. So now it really begins. And that doesn't just refer to Cindy and whenever she gets to Spain and has that wonderful life waiting for her there. And it doesn't just refer to those who have just been ordained and installed and the year that awaits you. And it isn't just because it's the first, you know, coming into the first of the year and now it really begins. It has to do with all of that and more. It has to do with the scripture reading that Joel read. When Jesus was baptized, if you studied the Gospels, then you know that that's when his ministry began. His ministry began after he was baptized, according to the Gospels. Same with a lot of us. That's when it begins. That baptism transforms us. It empowers us. It changes us in mighty and powerful ways, sometimes in ways that we don't expect. It was cold this morning, was it not? It was cold. That was like, this is ridiculous. I'm living in South Florida, got the heater going, got layers and layers and layers. This is hard on me. And I was remembering, because I knew the scripture reading, what it was going to be about the baptism of Jesus. And I remembered, it was Christmas years and years ago. It was Christmas, and we had a baptism. We had a baptism up here in the baptistry. We had a baptism. Jamie Gillespie, bless her tender little young heart, just filled with the love for Jesus, just wanting to give her life for Jesus. And we get ready to celebrate that covenant, that celebration. And her toe hit that water. Oh, the shock on her face. Understand, I'm wearing waders. I'm cold, but I'm not nearly as cold as she is. She just, woo! Talk about coming out of the water, change. She was on fire for the Lord. A passion for Jesus, though, awakened in that young heart and has continued to be celebrated in her life and in her decisions and in her commitments, her life with Vance, Misha, all the way up there in North Carolina. And yet, as it is with ministry, there's a ripple effect. After that baptism, Jim Gillespie comes up to me. Marvin, Beth's father, came up to me and said, you know, we need to do something about that baptistry. Put in a heater and a pump so that the water will be a lot warmer for others who want to give themselves to the Lord. They don't have to go through quite an invigorating experiment. And the beauty thing about that, part of that is the fact that that made no difference now to his family, no difference to Marvin's family. They've all been baptized. It's the next generation. It's the next group. It's the paying it forward that goes on. That's what it means when you give your life to Jesus. When you have a passion for Christ, you make a difference. So many times we see it in baptisms. People go into the water and they come up. And some, have you noticed? Some of you have been around for a while. You've been around the church for a while. You see a baptism and some people come up wet. And that's it. They just came up wet. But others come up transformed, truly changed, deeply committed, sincere in their commitment to the Lord. They want to make a difference. They want to be used by God in a powerful way that can help not change just their life, but change the world. I remember I've shared with you a story before. Little guy, smaller than me, if you can imagine it. Older than me, if you can imagine that. goes and gets himself baptized, finally gives himself to the Lord, comes out of the waters of baptism, on fire for God, ready to make a difference, walking down the street. And as he's walking down the street, there's a biker bar. All the big motorcycles out front, you know, brum, 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 all that out there, all right? And all the bikers with their big muscles and their big tattoos and all their stuff going on. And they're harassing this little lady. Harassing this little lady. And the guy says, well, that's not right. That's not right. And he confronts him. He confronts him. Now, I'm going to stop the story there because I can tell you're interested. And also because I screwed it up. I've got to set it up better. The things they don't teach you in seminary.
Right.
So you're halfway into a story, and you have to stop. And there's no way for me to recover that story. I'm going to move on. Yeah, I know. We all want to know how it ends. All right. So there was this little guy, littler than me. And he was old. And he was older than me. All right? Okay? Okay, we got that, right?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, all right. And he got baptized.
Yeah.
All right? And he died.
No.
Oh. Yeah, it's a different story. You weren't expecting that, were you? And he died. And he gets there in heaven, and he's before the gates, and Peter's there and says, what's your name? And he gives him his name, and he's looking for a record. He says, I'm sorry, I don't have a record of you. I don't. He goes, well, I was just baptized. And Peter's flipping through the book, and he says, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, well, did you do anything with your life? And he goes, well, yes, I did. And Peter says, what did you do? He says, well, I was walking down the street. I was going in front of a biker bar with all these motorcycles out front. And all these bikers out front with their big muscles and their big tattoos. And they're harassing this little lady. And I said, that's not right. And I told them, in the name of the Lord, stop that. And they laughed at me. And I said, you can't laugh at Jesus. And they laughed at me some more. So you know what I did? I went up to the biggest, most muscly one of them all. I jumped up as high as I could, and I slapped them across the face. And then all those motorcycles, I kicked them, and they all fell over. And Peter's like, when did all of this happen? And he says, 2 minutes ago. That's the best I could do. I'd already messed up the story. Our lives, though, are transformed. We do make a change. We can make a difference. And it's important to know that. If we just come out of the waters of our baptism and we continue with the same choices and the same commitments and the same decisions, then nothing has happened. To give yourself to Christ is to be fully committed, fully dedicated, to not do what you want to do, but to do what God calls you to do. To understand this, though, as well, God will never, ever call you to do something that He will not empower you to do that. He will always, always, what they were saying, He will always be with you. Understand, it isn't all rainbows and unicorns when you give yourself to Jesus. All right? It isn't all little leprechauns and marshmallows coming all out of the flower. No, 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 no. To be a disciple is to be a hard life. It means facing disappointment. It means suffering. It means being frustrated sometimes to just you just want to pull your hair out. It's hard. It's hard. But when you have that passion upon you, when you love God above all else, you make a difference in people's lives. There is a ripple effect that goes beyond anything you can imagine, beyond anything you can see. 8.5 years ago, our congregation was blessed with the ministry of Reverend Cindy James. That's when she began. And for the last 8.5 years, she continued to share love and grace in a way that rippled throughout not just this congregation, but throughout the community, for those in recovery, for those in Chrysalis. Many, many lives touched and changed, all because of her willingness to be used by God. Each of you, in the same way, called by God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to use your life in a way that honors God and makes a difference to share God's love and grace with other people. I don't have time to go through each and every single one of you to give a short testimony about how you have changed people's lives. But God uses us when we make ourselves available. And when that happens, lives are changed and the gospel is spread and grace is celebrated. I want to share with you some words from a song many of you have probably heard before. No, I'm not singing it. You know, you shouldn't say that. Because originally I was going to do a rap in this sermon, but I've decided to go a different direction. It says, "Thank you for giving to the Lord. I dreamed I went to heaven and you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, then someone called your name. Your name, Howard. Your name, Sandra. Your name, Mitch. We turned and saw a young man running, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, 'Friend, you may not know me now,' but then he said, 'But wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you said a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart, thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave.'" Then another one stood before you and said, "Remember the time a missionary came to your church and his pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. And Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave." One by one they came, as far as the eye could see, each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes. And Jesus took your hand, and you stood before the Lord. And he said, "My child, look around you. Great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave." You will never, ever, ever know all the differences you make every time you give yourself to the Lord. That passion, that love, that grace changes lives, changes the world, changes us. Amen.